Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Emily, the empath, and this is
Aria,
the sociopath. Sorry, I've been gone for a while, so like the energy had to be different.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Okay.
They needed to know.
She wanted to do the opening this time, so.
Yes, I did.
I know it's not as great as mine, but it's okay.
How have you been?
Alright. It's been crazy. It's been a lit week for me, yo.
What'd you do?
I called into work for a party on Sunday.
Oh no.
That was fun. I got really fucked up.
Did you make any money at this party?
Make any money?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Since you missed work, you didn't make any money.
Whatever, you're just mad because you worked third shift that night on the one night I wasn't there.
Yeah, I was mad because I was just like, was she fucking like left me for a party? I'm working at double.
The birthday party that only happens once a year.
Here we go.
Whatever. Yeah. Everyone thought it was a Super Bowl party, but I don't even like football, so whatever. Whatever helps you sleep at night, people. So, yeah.
What'd you do at this party?
I tried not to hit on anybody, so that's good.
You have confidence when you hit on people?
Always, that's the secret. But yeah, we drank a lot. I had a little Xanax. I called into work after I was really fucked up because I forgot that I had to call in.
And I answered the phone. You did sound weird. You're like, hey. I'm like, oh no.
I don't think I sounded that weird, but I was like, I'm calling in. And you're like, you're calling in? I was like, yes. Was I not clear?
Well, I had to say it loud enough for everybody to hear.
Oh, great. I'm glad we just alerted the whole room.
Well, like, what, like, because most of the time, other people come, like, yeah, no problem, bye. And then I turn to them and I'm like, this so-and-so called in. So with you, it has to be different.
Why?
Because, like, with you, it, like, is, like, I'm covering for you.
It's so awkward. You're like a robot. You're calling in? Yes. Like, well, okay, I didn't even tell you why I was calling in, and you're like, feel better.
Well, that's exactly what I mean, cover for you.
I was like, okay, bye.
Well, you did sound fucked up, so I was just like, oh, something's going on.
It was funny, one time somebody called in when I was at work, and Emily was on the phone with them. And he was like, I'm calling in, and she's like, oh, okay, you do sound sick. And I fucking died, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 seconds later, she's like, oh, it's for your son? I fucking died! And she's like, shut up! And then she hung up, and I was like, you totally told him he sounded sick when it was his kid.
Well, that person calls it all the time, so I had to basically be like, oh, really?
Yeah, you sound sick.
You're such a
probably not the way to respond. Like, the percentage of people that are actually sick when they call in is so low that that's not an appropriate response. Because then they're gonna hang up and be like, wait, why do I sound sick? I'm not sick.
Grab me my tank before I die. I want to hold my tank before I die. Thank you.
Yes, vape away your problems.
At least I don't do drugs for my problems.
Shut up.
Should we talk about that?
I suppose we can do that.
I wish I had, like, a little keyboard. You know, when I get out of this apartment and I go to my other apartment where it's a one bedroom, so we won't have, like, a... Maybe I'll put it in the living room. But I'm gonna have, like, a keyboard made, like, topic of today is gonna have, like, from Reading Rainbow. Remember that little, like, Reading Rainbow? It's gonna be, like, topic of the day!
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that sounds lovely.
Like, when we get to a topic, I'll press a button, and it'll be, like, topic of the day. It comes with my voice or your voice. It's, like, drugs!
Yeah. We need some, know, something to break up our voices droning on.
And on and on and on we go.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, what drugs have you done in your life, Aria?
In my life?
In your life. You put yours at 50? Wait, why is your coil at... Oh, you have a different coil.
Yeah, mine's lower. It's a lower wattage. So, I mean, this week, I did... At my party, I was doing... I was having Xanax and drinking, which really, really fucks you up. And then the next...
Would not recommend.
Yeah. And then the next day, I got some of the cocaine, and I cleaned my whole basement.
I'm in love with the cocoa. Hey, hey, when I move, can you take cocaine? Help me out, bro.
Really productive, that's for sure.
We should put this on our Instagram of our two different tanks of how the sociopath has their tank and how the empath has their tank.
Yeah, I'm sure they care about our vapes.
Well, just, you know, you at least see what we're vaping out of when you hear us on the podcast.
I haven't updated the Instagram in a while.
I still haven't made our Twitter.
Shocking. I could have predicted that one. But we haven't lost any followers, so that's good. And we hit...
They probably think I'm dead. The hit, sociopath finished her off.
Hell yeah. We hit one...
What?
We hit 1K listeners on here, so that's an accomplishment. That means people sort of like listening to our voices drone on. Over 1,000 people have, so that's nice. So yeah, but I think that with the whole drug thing, like, it's just more common for, like, people, like, sociopaths or psychopaths or whatever, people that don't really feel normally, to do that, because it's just, part of it is just, like, the constant boredom of this mindset. It breaks up the day, it makes you feel different, and it can make you happy for a short amount of time and just gives you feelings that you don't normally produce on your own, because it gets really numb, like, feeling like, at least how I do, it just gets really numb. So, I smoke weed a lot, and occasionally I do other things. Sometimes I take more of my anxiety medication than I'm supposed to.
Would not recommend.
And sometimes I mix that with alcohol, which I'm not supposed to.
Just never... Actually, I shouldn't say it, because if you do, if I do say that, I can actually kill somebody, so I'm not gonna say it.
But yeah.
Psst, because she probably would do it.
Shut up.
So I'm not going to say it.
I know that mixing... medications and alcohol can kill you.
It can.
But mine just really fucks me up, so I'm cool with that. I just care about the effects on myself, pretty much. But it's just fun every now and then, you know. Feel something different, I suppose. And I'm a lot less violent. Surprisingly, I'm a lot less violent on drugs.
Because it makes you feel normal. Normal feelings. Makes you happy. Yeah. So are you really happy, or are you happy when you give people pain?
I'm not normally happy. I'm like, and my meds have been off lately. I'm not on my antipsychotic anymore, so I've been a lot more depressed and unstable, and that's probably part of why I've been going so far off the rails, but I don't have, like, a general, consistent happiness. I pretty much sleep most of my day, so I can barely drag myself into work when I have to do that.
Would not recommend.
No, it kind of sucks.
Do you feel like you sleeping is, like, helping you because it helps you escape from Like, does it get tiring just to have other people... See, like, okay, so I read up somewhere about sociopaths, like, they always have to have people by them. And they always have to feel, like, validated in some way.
Okay.
When you're by yourself, do you feel like it's hard to be by yourself?
Sometimes I get, like, I get lonely and, like, isolated. And if I'm by myself, like, I would just probably go days without human contact because I'm not good at, like, texting people back and trying to, like, care about that.
Don't mind me.
And I think part of the reason I wasn't able to move out of my boyfriend's house is because I like having somebody there with me constantly, you know? Like, even though it's a really unhealthy environment for me, for so many reasons, I stay because I like having that person there with me and, like, not being alone, I guess. Because if you're sitting by yourself, it's just easier to dwell on, like, negative feelings and stuff. But if I was by myself, I could sleep as much as I want and not fucking get screamed at for it. That would be nice. Because people get annoyed with how much I sleep, but I don't really feel like that's a bad thing. So, I'd rather be asleep than awake, so whatever. It's just so comfortable. It's so comfortable, and you don't have to, like, worry about anything, and it's just peaceful, and it's really hard for me to stay awake. I'm just, like, constantly really fatigued, and I'm not really sure why. So.
Probably because you're depressed. And
so they just feed off of each other.
Basically. I mean, no one really likes to be alone when they're, like, when they're forced to be alone. Like, I mean, look at me, like, at work, I'm, like, alone.
Yeah.
I hate being alone. And then everybody makes, like, fun of it, but it's just, like, if you guys actually did your fucking jobs and actually did constant rounding, I bet you any money, you'd be like, oh, I don't want to be alone. So I'm just around these other people. But, no, like, I mean, for me, like, as an empath, I don't mind being alone that much. I have, like, a lot of things on my mind. But then I do get really sad because I hate being alone. I feel like I'd be fine with just a dog in my life.
Yeah, I like chilling with my wiener dog at home.
Because, like, anything else, I mean, after my narcissist, I don't really trust people. People kind of scare me. Like, in my heart, like, I don't trust people. I trust friends, but I don't trust, like, girlfriends or stuff like that. That's scary. I'll never get that close again.
Eventually you will.
No. There. No.
You're not gonna be like this forever.
No, really, no. like I told her things I never thought I would tell anybody.
That's how it goes. But you'll meet somebody else and you'll feel like you can't say that stuff. And then you'll get closer and more comfortable and then it'll happen.
Anyway. Going back to the drugs. So, you didn't answer my first question. What kind of drugs have you done in your whole entire life? Name them all.
It's really not that much.
Go.
Like, I'm...
Go!
I smoke weed.
Okay.
Done cocaine.
Okay.
Xanax.
Okay.
I've purposely overdone my Ativan. That's pretty much it.
That's it?
It's not like I've done heroin or anything crazy.
Oh, fuck heroin.
I barely even like drinking.
I heard heroin's so great, though. As I've heard a lot.
That's why it's so addicting, because you never feel that good ever again.
Yeah.
And the first time is
the best.
The best, and then you can never get back to that, and that's why people die.
Yep. Yeah, for me, like, I've only done weed. And I did dabs.
Oh, I've done that too.
There you go. But I was asked one time to do acid and Molly together, and I said, fuck no. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen if I go on acid.
I've tried to do mushrooms before, but...
Shrooms?
Yeah, they were too, like, old, though. They didn't work. So, eventually in the future, I'm gonna try that and acid. Eventually. But for now, I think I'm good. I try to keep it chill. It's, like, easy for me to avoid getting addicted to things, so... You just can't let yourself rely on things and build a dependence for it. So
yeah, like, when it comes down to drugs, like, do you feel like that's, like, easier for life to be at? Like, do you wish that people were on drugs, like, most of the time? Do you think, like, people would get better results from life?
I think people would be a lot happier. That's for sure.
What do you feel about legalizing marijuana?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, there's obvious medical reasons for it, but it's a natural, like, treatment thing for, like, anxiety and stuff. And, like, it certainly helps me with when I get anxious or anything like that. I would say it helps with depression too, but it kind of makes me sleep more, which kind of feeds into that, so I'm not sure if it really helps with that. But it feels better to be high than sober, I guess.
Do you feel like if you were sober, do you feel like you'd be angrier if you could never get high again? You never could drink again?
Probably. Like, I'd miss it a lot.
It seems like you cover up your feelings with, like, drugs.
Yeah, that could be part of it. Like, a coping mechanism or whatever.
That's what I do. Well, I did.
Yeah.
I'm clean now. People are gonna think I do, like, hardcore drugs. No, I just drank, okay? Just drank.
She's an AA, it's okay.
It's okay.
I can never become an alcoholic, and I try really hard not to because both my parents are, so. But like I said, I kind of know how to not let myself get addicted to things. So, as long as you don't depend on that, I barely depend on people, so it's easy for me to not depend on substances for a certain thing. Like,
you
it's
depend
nice.
On people.
It's fun.
You depend on people. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You depend on people.
Like, if I have to, but, like, in general, I can be independent and be fine. Like, I can do things myself and be fine.
What's independent for you?
Like, I don't need to rely on other people.
For what, though?
Just anything to think of. Like...
Example.
Like, I don't know, people rely on other people to make them feel better, or for, like, money or whatever, but I don't like that.
But you don't pay any bills, though.
I don't right now, but that's a choice. Like, I help when I want to, but, like, it's not like I'd have nowhere to go if suddenly my boyfriend wanted me to start doing that. So I don't really need to depend on him for that. Because if he randomly was like, oh, I'm not going to pay for your half anymore, I'd be like, okay, then I'm moving back to my mom's house.
Yeah, but that's not, like, being dependent, though. Depend, be like, oh, yeah, like, I'll pay for my half then. That's
well,
you getting away
I
from the problem.
Worked, if I
that's,
fucking worked
that's
the
you getting
whole
away
time.
From the problem, so. I hate this thing.
You just break everything.
Fire. What?
I don't know why I have my credit card in my pocket.
You probably bought something.
I don't recall.
Oh, then you probably took cocaine and you used the thing to, like, chop it off. And...
We don't use mine for that.
Oh, that's good to know.
I know. oh cool, it's not all the way broken.
You know, I break stuff.
I didn't break this, somebody else did.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth. I don't even hear it.
I like it rough, guys.
No comment. What do you think? Well, let's bring this in the podcast. What do you think of what do you think of bondage?
I like it. I can never be like dominant myself because
how not?
Because I would get too carried away with it.
So what happened?
Like I would definitely hurt somebody and not care about it and scare the fuck out of them. Like, I can't let myself have complete power over another person because I don't want to know, like, what would happen. So, instead, I let them have the power, and I still like it that way, too. So, like, I have choked a guy before that asked me to, and I didn't want to stop, and it was a little scary because, like, not because I felt bad, but just because I know the consequences of that, and I really want to be a cop, so I really don't want to fuck up my life. So I'm cool with that stuff being done to me. I just don't take it, like, I don't do it. Even though I could and I probably would enjoy it, I don't do it, so.
So you'd be afraid that you would probably kill him, right?
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
But then you have no more supplies, so what would be the point?
There's more people.
Disposable!
Like, I don't know, I think what I like about the submissive part about it is just seeing them take the control and having that power, you know? Even though it's over you, you still see them taking control and taking power and how it affects them. Like, you can see it in their face. And that just...
Do you feel like you see a mirror of yourself when you see someone that's powerful over you?
Like, I recognize the feeling of it, I guess. And, like, I wish that I could have that. But I know that it's too dangerous for me. So instead, I just let them tie me up and beat me. Yay.
You're in the beating part now?
A little bit. Not, like, too intense. Because I can be a bitch sometimes.
Yeah, you look like a bitch.
Shut up.
The gun's not here today.
Yeah, now you're real ballsy.
See, like, for me, like, I'm pretty submissive in a relationship, but I'm not, like, submissive in bed. I'm very dominant. But, like, having that power can also be scary, like, at least for me. I mean, I'm an empath, so...
It's really funny that you're the dominant one in bed and I'm the submissive one.
That's how it usually goes, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Like, the whole... I swear to God, anybody 50 Shades of Grey in here, that ain't real.
That's not
telling
real.
You that right.
There's
now.
There's a really good one you should read called Breeze Submission, and it's about she goes to, like, this training center for submissives, and they get taught by this panel of doms, and it's a really fucking good book. So it's on Amazon Kindle. Go check it.
Kindle or Audible?
The Amazon Kindle app. I'm sure it's on Audible, too. But I really like it. I bought the first 3-in-1, like, it's like a 3-in-1 book, and I'm already almost done with that.
See, like, for me, like, I don't know when I became, like, dominant in bed. I just wanted, like, one day I just wanted to be a dominant.
I don't even know how I would, like, even if I did want to try that with a guy, I don't know how I'd get into that. Because how do you find a guy that wants to be a submissive?
So many men.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I mean, women are usually submissive. So, like, for me, it's pretty easy.
Right.
But I mean, like, sometimes, like, even looking back at my ex, like, I would, like, smack her on the ass, and it would be like, oh my god, I can't, I like, at, like, that hurt. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You're supposed to shut your fucking mouth. I don't care if it hurts.
Right.
Like, but, I mean, I didn't like giving her that power, because it just, like, it would just freak me out. Which, obviously, now, looking back, I'm like, oh, I could have fucking got killed.
Giving her what power? What do you mean?
Over me in bed, because I was talking about being submissive.
Oh, okay. I get
but
you.
I can't, I mean, I can't do that. There's no way. Like.
It's really funny, and she was the one that turned out to be, like.
Dominance in the relationship.
Yeah, like, and, like, narcissistic and stuff, but she still liked being the sub.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, because, like, she got stuff out of it. Like, yeah, I got pleasure, but I didn't get an orgasm. She did.
Yeah, that's true. That's one good thing about subs.
So, like, I mean, if I had a dick, I probably wouldn't be the best of both worlds, but don't see that coming in anytime any soon.
Well, even when that's the case, like, guy doms that I've been with, like, they still only, like, come maybe one time, and you're, like, just constantly getting it, so. I don't know. I think there's definitely upsides to being the sub, even though you don't get the power aspect of it.
I want to say stuff, I feel like it's gonna get too graphic. What rating are we right now? We're educational, right?
Yeah, we're on, like, the mental health education.
That's, I don't know what to say. I can't say everything.
Just, I'll write in the description that it's rated R. If anyone's gonna be offended by graphic information, turn this off now.
You've been warned.
Yeah.
You have a dom in the room. Warning. So, like, if I were a guy, like, I even told this to one of my submissives, that I would come in every single hole, and I would make, like, them take it and eat it from every single hole.
Oh, shit.
And, like, that just gives me power.
Right.
Because, like, I see it as, like, those are basically, you're like, I don't want any bratty-ass kid, like, running around. You're gonna take it, and that's how you're gonna take it. I don't care. You're gonna eat my children.
So, do you like the humiliation part of it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So is it more about inflicting pain or more about inflicting,
both.
Like, humiliation?
Oh my
stuff?
God, both. Like, pain. So I'll tell. This is getting dark really quickly.
This is how she gets her emotions out. Because she's an empath, and you wouldn't expect that.
I wonder if other empaths are like this.
There's a lot of other successful podcasts on dom-sub relationships. so we can always talk about this again. You guys let us know what you think. Because if you don't like this, please let us know so we don't talk about it again.
Right. Well, like, well,
otherwise we might.
but like, also, like, the thing is, like, when it came down to, like, pain for that submissive, I would tell them, you need to give me a word. And all these stupid fucking women be like, I don't need a word.
I don't need a word.
I don't need a word.
So dumb.
Be like, make it cantaloupe. I don't know. And then I would, like, I would be like, okay, I'm gonna go vanilla on you. And be like, oh my god, you're so rough. I'm like, like, and this would be after the point. Like, oh, you're just a little rough. And I'm like, then I guess we're stopping then. They're like, no, please don't. I like it. I'm like, you just said it was a little rough. I'm like, I'm not, I really am not into it. I'm gonna find someone else. I remember I told a girl, and I said, like, if it wasn't you, it'd be somebody else. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And she's just like, oh, I'm sorry, master. I'm sorry, that's my name. I make them call me that. And I remember I asked her, I'm like, have you ever been like this before? She's like, no, but, I mean, guys would be like, yes, sir. Like, stuff, yes, Sarge, like, or it would be something like,
Sarge.
Yeah, or
really?
Captain, yeah, Captain Sarge.
Okay, I've heard of Captain.
Yeah, Captain Sarge, what was another one?
I would die laughing if
Daddy,
someone wanted me to call him
Sarge. Daddy's a normal one, but, like,
that's what I use.
But, Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. That's so gross.
I'm glad we're sharing this information.
I'm learning so much today I didn't want to know.
Alright, yay!
but I mean, I like master. because I don't believe, like, I'm not saying I'm don't you dare anybody say I'm multiple personality disorder. That's not what it is. But, like, in that moment, I am not me anymore. I'm no longer Emily. I am now, like, this is what you're getting. That's the end of it. Like, I remember I was in this girl's room, and she's like, okay, like, I'm gonna get ready. I'm like, for what? For what's gonna happen? I'm like, go ahead. And she kissed me. I'm like, I didn't ask to be kissed, but go. I'm tired of waiting. And then she went and got ready, and she came in like a little girl, and she put the door behind her, and she's like, hi, you've been standing there, like, in that, like, dominant position for, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, and I'm pissed. So get down on the bed and bend over for your punishment. Okay. No, this is not gonna be an okay thing. This is punishment. And she's just like, how? I said, shut your goddamn mouth or it's gonna get worse. Okay. And then the punishment went over and over and over again. And then she's just like, I have marks all over me. I'm like, and you better cover that shit up or it ain't gonna happen again. I don't like people to know what we're doing together. And then she's like, oh, okay. And I said, but I want pictures. And she's like, you want pictures of what you did to me? I'm like, yes. And then she's like, okay, here you go. She's like, are you gonna use them? I said, just for my pleasure. Are you, like, masturbating to them? I do whatever I want with them.
Shit.
I don't care.
Lay down the law.
I'm a bitch. I remember I had a girl, and I took my belt, and I smacked it so hard. I thought my belt broke, because it came right back at me.
Oh my god.
And then, like, and I was just like, what the heck? And you just, like, saw her, and there's tears coming down her eyes, and I was just like, I am in love with this.
But it's all consensual, it's okay.
It is.
People like that.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I don't know if it's because people didn't get a good, you know, smacking when they were, like, a bad kid. Because for me, like, when my parents smacked me in the booty, I was like, oh! I remember my dad beat my ass. I'm like, oh my god, run! High in the attic! You know, but, maybe that's why I'm a dom. I just got abused so much. I'm like, I don't want to be fucking abused. The people who haven't never been abused are like, oh yeah, you know.
Maybe people, like, with my type of mindset, like, being subs more just because they are more keen to associate violence with, like, pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make sense.
And mine is probably like, well, you know, when it comes down to pleasure, it would be taking that frustration on things in their life out on someone else, so that makes them happy.
Well, it's because it's trauma. Way for you to get your emotions out too, because you hold a lot in.
Now I want to go fuck that girl.
You care too much. Oh my god, stop.
You don't understand. Like, it would be so great. I'm being a good girl. I'm not doing anything yet. I gotta get better.
Oh my god.
But, another thing that, like, I like about when I, like, dominate someone, I'm telling whoever I'm marrying or whoever I fuck next, I want a mirror room. Like, I have one mirror right now. I'm gonna get, like, a bunch of them when I get money. But I'm gonna put them around my bed. So then when it comes down to dominating, there's, like, mirrors all over the place. So I get to see where I'm fucking them. And they get to see where I'm fucking them in every single direction.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, so that red room shit ain't real.
Yeah, not really.
I also like when... they have, like, masks on, because then, one, now I'm really gonna beat you, and then two, I also like when the masks are, like, hard to breathe masks, because then it's harder for them to breathe, and you can hear them, like, kind of struggling, and it just gets, oh, it just turns me on.
God, I'd freak out. I get too claustrophobic.
Just relax, like, just enjoy the pain. I think if you just didn't think about it that much, it'd be okay.
I feel like it just takes a certain type of person, and that is not something I could do.
You have to trust that person, though.
Well, yeah. But I like breathing, so unless I'm, like, being choked.
A lot of women like being choked.
Yeah, most people do.
Which I don't get, because I never like getting choked. I mean, I asked it once. I'm like, okay, done. No more. Like, why don't you like it? I'm like, I just don't. I'd rather do it to you, though.
Yeah, no, it has a really, really good effect for me, so...
Well, yeah, it releases endorphins, like, to your brain when you're getting choked.
Like, there's, like, an instantaneous reaction from that for me, and, like... Fuck, man. I just, like, totally lose it when that happens. Ugh.
I can never feel like getting... I remember I was, like, choking this one girl, and, like, I keep saying this one girl, but there's so many. but I was choking this one girl, and as I was choking her, I could feel, like, the... I could feel, like, her... Whatever this is. Not your Adam's apple, is this?
Your esophagus?
Yeah, her esophagus. I could feel it. Like, and it was, like, closing off air. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, if I push down on this anymore, I could definitely kill her. I just knew it. And I was just like, I gotta let go. And I'm like, right. And then she's just like, oh my. And she couldn't even breathe. Like, it, like, at all. Like, she couldn't even breathe. Wow. And then I looked at her. I got, like, close into her eyes. Like, are you okay? And she's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, is that all you're saying? And then, like, right with that... Uh-huh. It was like, and I'm like, well, that's what happens when you don't fucking tell me anything. You almost die.
Tap out or something.
And then I pulled out of her, and she's like, oh my god, like, I wasn't ready for all that yet. Because some, I don't know why, but, like, I liked, like, I think it's where the humiliation comes in, where I, like, where, like, if you don't tell me, I'll pull out very forcefully, really fast, so you can feel like that and feel like kind of empty, like when I do that. And then I shame you, because at that point I'm just like, I'm pissed, and I'm like, you just took away my happiness. This is saying it's not like a sociopathic thing. I just shame them for basically having a reaction. But like, if you're not gonna tell me, I could go further and hurt you really badly.
You're so intense.
Go fuck your fuck buddy. Shut up. Remember that one day we were talking at the psychiatric hospital? You were like writing everything down.
Oh yeah.
How to control
Emily
a woman.
Emily was trying to tell me how to like get women or whatever, and I was writing down my own version of what she was saying.
I still have it.
And it ended with the person getting murdered brutally. That's not what she was saying at all.
Nah.
She was like, wow, you're taking such detailed notes.
Yeah,
I thought so. Right?
I was just like, I really hope I'm not, like, making someone gay. Like, I really hope I'm not, like, she's like, she blames me and says, you did this to me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, women are crazy. I am not responsible for anybody who wants to be gay.
And it's funny because Emily still has that piece of paper that I wrote on.
It's in a picture frame. She's got to put her name on it. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Maybe if we get really famous, we'll sell that.
Then everyone has to listen to this episode to know what we're talking about.
Right.
This is, like, not an episode I want people I know listening to. For so many reasons.
I know. Well, me too. Like... I mean...
What? You didn't say much that was that bad that most people don't even already know about.
I guess that's true.
You talk about this stuff at work all the time.
Well, with my crew, I do.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't, like, go around, like, when she says work, I don't go around telling everybody at work. I go around
telling my...
No, it
was only, like, six people.
Well, those... And they've told me things that they've told me things about things that if their wives heard, they'd be like, what the fuck? So they better watch their goddamn mouth.
Oh, man.
God, I kind of want to message her now.
No.
Look what you did!
You did it!
Come on, let's go down to the to the club.
To the club? What the fuck club are you talking about?
The downtown gay club. We're gonna go there and I'm gonna get lucky tonight.
What am I gonna do?
You're gonna... you could be the
just gonna hang out and yeah. watch the karaoke again. It's really funny watching gay guys do karaoke, but still not a place I need to regularly hang out at.
That girl was weird.
Oh, the one from that night. Yeah. It was hard to read her.
Well, she had a little thing on the side, that little, like, he.
Oof, I know, the one that was sitting next to me the whole time. Yeah. That was awkward.
That's fine. She lost a dom moment. It'll be okay. Dude, at Pride this year, it's my goal. It's my goal to fuck someone on stage.
What? Yeah. Is that what happens there? Is this what goes on? No wonder I've never gone.
You never went to Pride?
No, I don't have any, like, other than you, I don't really have any gay friends, and I'm straight, so...
Straight people can go.
Reason, though.
Straight people go.
I feel like you get judged, though.
You don't.
What?
People don't judge... No, it's a judge-free zone. You might have a lot of girls come up on you, be like, hey! And they'll give you hugs. Like, I have my Pulse shirt. And, like, a lot of gay people are coming up and hugging me. My ex was getting so mad. She was just like, why would you keep hugging me? And I'm like, because I donated to people dying from a fucking gay bar. Like, and I'm wearing the shirt in their honor. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm not asking. Give me free hugs.
I would probably do that.
What?
I like attention. My free God. Hugs.
Oh my God, here we go. I mean, there's a lot of attractive people at Pride.
Yeah, except all the ones that I'd be attracted to just want dick.
Just from past experiences. No, because, like, one year I went to Pride by myself, and I met this girl. And she was just like, hey, I'm like, hey, and she's just like, you're really hot. I'm like, thanks? She's like, do you want to come with me? I'm like, where? Just come over here. And it was, like, behind, like, the bathroom, what which the is fuck? Behind the stage.
That's so sketchy.
And I was just like, I'm good.
I'm good.
Well, I mean, you could catch anything from these fucks. Like, God, that's the first thing I ask a girl, like, do you have anything? They say no. And I'm like, okay.
Are you one of those get me your medical records people?
No, I have a voice recording. And I'm like, on my phone, I'm like, here, tell me. Is this your name? Is your date of birth? My name is this. Your date of birth.
So awkward to do to somebody you just met.
If I'm fucking them that night, I'm just gonna be like, and then like, and then like, I'll go to my doctor and I'll be like, pap smear me. I'm clean.
You check after every single time you sleep with somebody new?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What?
Okay. I don't believe you. You go to your doctor that much?
Do you see my medical bills?
No.
We'll talk later about my medical bills.
Okay, we'll talk about your medical bills.
Well, right. If I get something, like, I need to know.
Well, like, you'd know already from the last person you were with, but I guess if you need the voice recording.
Well, then I can go after them and be like, hey, look what you fucking gave me. If I get something, that person's gonna pay.
Is the voice recording to, like, sue them for it?
Yes.
Like, legal reasons?
Yes!
Okay.
What?
Fair enough.
Oh my God. I'm not having shit itch down there or... cuffed up down there. I'm not gonna have that happen. It's not gonna happen. It makes me squeal right now thinking about it.
Okay. We should probably wrap this one up.
What we talked about this one? Drugs, dominance, submissives, and STDs.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think of a really good title for this.
Oh my God.
Alright, well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for giving us 1K listens. That is very surprising, and I'm glad that you enjoy listening to us drone on for that much. So yeah, catch us next time.
On the podcast. Bye.